How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 114 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes and search Locked On Thunder. You can subscribe to the podcast there and leave a review once you're on that page. Find us on audioboom.com as well. And log on to normantranscript.com. Check out my blog, Thunder Road, under the sports tab on the site. Find all my Thunder coverage there. I'm on every day of the week, Monday through Friday. This one going up Thursday morning. The Thunder play the Grizzlies Thursday night. That's a 7 p.m. Central Time game. Currently recording this one from my hotel room in Memphis. I wasn't in Miami the other night, but came on Wednesday to meet the team in Memphis today, and they play in Memphis on Thursday before going back to Oklahoma City on Friday. Got the Clippers at home on Saturday. Grizzlies are good. They're 12-14. They're incredibly unbalanced. They are the number one team in points per possession at the time of recording this right now. They're a tenth of a points allowed per possession, I should say. They are a tenth of a point better in defensive efficiency than the Warriors. One-tenth of a point. So I'm recording this before Wednesday night's games. I guess that could change tonight. But they are a tenth of a point in first place in defensive efficiency. They're 29th in offensive efficiency. They're playing tons of close games because of that. They actually have a negative net rating. So they're 20-14, but their net rating does not indicate that they're necessarily a 20-14 team. And they got up to a hot start. They were actually at a better record than the Thunder only a few games ago. Now they're two back in the loss column of them. The Thunder are 20-12. I think part of that is just regression from a team that's had, you know, a net rating that's been treading around even all season. And now we're kind of seeing that team come back. Mike Conley was hurt. He came back. He had a fractured vertebrae. Dude had a fractured vertebrae, and he missed like a few weeks, and that was it because he's Mike Conley, and that's just what Mike Conley does. But he missed a few weeks, and now he's out with a toe injury. His status for Thursday night at the time of recording this is uncertain. He did not play in the Grizzlies' loss to Boston the other night, so he didn't play in that one. But it's uncertain if that means he will or won't play on Thursday night. Marc Gasol having another great season. It's great to see. I love watching Marc Gasol. It's great to see that last year was not actually the start of declining for him. That last year was just kind of a down year, and that was it. It's really nice to see that because Marc Gasol is great to watch. He's a great player. He's as good of a center as there is in the NBA. And now, man, can you hear that thunder? I don't know if you can hear that thunder. That's actually not a pun. There's tons of thunder. It's thunderstorming here in Memphis right now. I don't know if you can hear that on the broadcast, or if you can hear that on the recording. But man, it is thundering loud outside of my hotel window right now. But Marc Gasol has been awesome this year, and he's taken threes. He is the best catch and shoot guy on this entire team. Now, Mike Conley is shooting really well from three this year, but if you want one guy taking a catch and shoot three on this Memphis Grizzlies team, it's Marc Gasol. And the Grizzlies are trying to play under their new coach, David Fizdale. They're trying to play in a different style than they did. You know, Zach Randolph comes off the bench, and they take more threes. But it's not like they're this great three-point shooting team. They're middle of the pack in terms of attempts. They're near the bottom of the league in terms of three-point percentage. So they're playing in a more modernized style, for sure. And they're giving the ball to Mike Conley more. Like, Mike Conley dribbles now more than he used to. Mike Conley is more involved in running the offense more than he used to be, and he should. I think Mike Conley's a great player. He's an awesome player, and he's having a great year. Before he got hurt, he was having a great year, and he came back in those past couple of games before he sat with the toe injury. He was great in those too. Like, Mike Conley is a great player. He's a really great player. But if there's one guy that I want taking a catch and shoot three on this team, it's Marc Gasol, who's like 40-some-odd percent from three right now, 43% from three. That's a scary player. He is a scary player with the way that he can pass and shoot and now score in just a bevy of ways. And the fact that he is, you know, as good as it gets on the defensive end, defending the pick and roll, just doing these millions of things that you don't even quite realize until you watch a play like a third time that it was a great play. You know, these handsy plays where he defends in the post or he notices a cutter cutting into the lane and he kind of bumps him without having to come off of his man. His defensive recognition is just, it's phenomenal. And it's the number one reason, no question, why they're number one in defense right now. Russell Westbrook will probably have Tony Allen on him a real decent amount, but that'll be no, Tony Allen's guarded Kevin Durant in the past. He's guarded Russell Westbrook. Like, that's no shocker to anybody. And, like, Tony Allen's getting up there in age, 35 years old now or whatever he is. But, like, he can still really defend. Like, he can really defend at an insanely high level, even to this day. So that's a guy who's just really tough to go up against, and obviously another person who's incredibly responsible for how high they are in defense. The ways that you can beat them on defense, there's not a great defense this year. Like, last year, the Spurs were a great defense. There's not a great, like, historically good defense this year. There just isn't one. There are ways to beat the Grizzlies. They give up a lot of threes. Like, the highest percentage of field goals allowed, about 36% of their field goals allowed are threes. That's the highest percentage in the entire league, which is surprising to see from a team that ranks number one in defense. So, like, they'll give up threes. So if guys get hot, you can beat them from three. That's a way that you can beat them. That's a way that you can score on them. They also foul a decent amount. They'll send you to the line. I wonder what's going to happen with Russell Westbrook in terms of his ability to get to the line, because guys can get to the line against them. They've had some high free throw games. I mean, just look at the most recent example, Isaiah Thomas on the Celtics. What was it, last week, right? 44 points on only 16 shots because he got to the line like a million times in that game. And Isaiah Thomas is small, but he's, as anybody who watched that Celtics Thunder game the other day knows, he's great around the rim. He's great getting to the rim. He's great getting to the line. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome scorer. But if Isaiah Thomas can do that kind of stuff against them, I wonder what Russell Westbrook, who is, you know, a 10 free throw a game guy now, I wonder how Russell Westbrook can take advantage of that defense and the fact that they're prone to putting guards on the line. Before we continue, I just want to tell you guys about BetDSI.com. It has a great NBA special. You can sign up today and get $10 free to try their service. And BetDSI is also offering 100% bonus on your first deposit. It's great customer service. It's fast and easy payment of winnings. Hundreds of football and basketball wagers to choose from. You also get UFC and other sports and stuff like that. And BetDSI even has live in-game wagering on all football, basketball, and other sporting events. You can play virtually everything at BetDSI. Go to BetDSI.com now. That's BetDSI.com. Go there now and use promotion code THUNDER10, that's one word, THUNDER, then the numbers 10, to get your free wager and start winning today.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Some Twitter questions before we go from Nate. Is there a chance they use Grant to defend Gasol, or will that be mainly Adams' job? I think that's going to be Adams' job. I've talked about a lot that I like the concept of Grant playing the five, and I do think that as the NBA evolves and as Jeremy Grant evolves, and some of this is dependent on what kind of offensive player he becomes, but I do think he's going to become more and more useful as a five. Against fives who can shoot, those stretch fives, it's really nice to be able to have a guy who you can switch with on pick and rolls and on ball screens, all that stuff, who you can switch with on those plays. And Jeremy Grant is a versatile enough, long enough defender that you're able to do that kind of stuff with him. And I think that's going to be a really valuable defensive trait as the NBA continues to evolve, as stretch fives continue to become even more prominent in the league. And Marc Gasol is certainly one of those guys. But I think Gasol is too big for him. Like, Gasol can shoot the three, but he's not a stretch five who's dependent on his three-point shot. He can beat you from anywhere. He'll take you mid-range. He'll post you up. He's unbelievably coordinated and unbelievably skilled down low. So I mean, he would take Jeremy Grant to town. All you have to do if you're Memphis is you put him in the post against Jeremy Grant, and you either let Gasol go to town, or you force the Thunder to start to double, And now you've got one of like the five or six best passing big men in the entire league, passing out of the post and creating for others and probably setting up really good shots for his teammates. So I don't think that necessarily goes well. I'm into the idea. I'm into the question. I'm into the concept of Jeremy Grant playing some more five than he has. And Billy Donovan's used him at the five a little bit. He did it against Detroit, did it against Washington, did it against some other, you know, in some other scenarios too. And I think it's stuff we're going to see continuing into the future. You know, maybe we see it against Golden State, stuff like that. But I think a guy like Gasol's huge. Gasol is massive. Like, he's a physically massive guy. And I just don't think Jeremy Grant is physically able to guard someone like that. Next, from That True Talk, what seed or team record do you expect the Thunder to have at the end of tough road schedule in January? So I've talked about this a lot in the podcast and my articles and on Twitter and whatnot. The Thunder are now in the midst of a stretch, 16 out of 21 total. They have on the road. They're four games into that. They've got 13 of their next 17 on the road right now. That's starting with the Memphis game on Thursday night. Now, what's nice is the Thunder started this 16. I figured if when the Thunder started off this 16 out of 21 stretch, they were 16 and 12. And I figured if they're still treading 500, they'll probably be fine because the bottom of the Western Conference is not good. And Sacramento right now is the 8th seed, and Sacramento is games under 500. Sacramento 14 and 17 is the 8th seed right now. And like you look at the bottom of the West, it's Denver 13 and 18, Portland 13 and 20, New Orleans, and you know the Lakers are 12 and 21, 12 and 23. Minnesota's not good, Phoenix not good, Dallas not good. Like these are not good teams. And I can't maybe Denver makes a deal and ends up making a run or something because they're so deep, they have so many pieces. Maybe they make a deal, maybe they make a run, and maybe they finish with 42 wins or something. But Portland's defense is so bad. They're 13 and 20, and their defense is so bad. They're last in defense right now. And I don't see a scenario in which any of these teams, except for maybe Denver makes a deal or something, I don't see a scenario in which any of these teams finishes over 500. Because of that, I think if the Thunder stuck around 500, they'd be fine. Now, they won the first four of this stretch, which gives them a little bit of extra comfort. So I figure they could win seven of these next 17 games. They play Memphis twice. Here's the schedule. I'm just going to read it off. At Memphis, home for the Clippers. At Milwaukee, at Charlotte, at Houston, home for Denver, at Chicago, home for Memphis. Then the really long six-game road trip at Minnesota, at Sacramento, at the Clippers, at the Warriors, at Utah, at New Orleans, then home for Dallas, then at Cleveland, at San Antonio. That is ridiculously tough. But the Thunder only really have to win six or seven of those to really stay in contention for maybe even a sixth seed in the Western Conference. They split with Memphis. That's your one win. They win at home against Denver. That's win number two. They take the Minnesota game. That's number three. They take the home Dallas game, that's number four. They take the one at New Orleans, that's number five. Then they win against one of those Eastern Conference teams. Maybe Milwaukee, maybe Chicago. That's going to take you up to six wins, and you still have other possible winning opportunities in there. You know, you got a home game against the Clippers, and the Clippers are decimated by injuries right now. Blake Griffin is out, and Chris Paul and J.J. Redick are doubtful for Wednesday night's game. Who knows about their status for Saturday, but if those guys don't play, like that should be a Thunder win. That should be a Thunder win. So they finished just 7-10 over these 17-game stretch. They're 27-22. And they have a friendly February. As awful as this January is for them, and as awful as it is for me, because I'll tell you what, once you get on a beat, you realize, like, oh my goodness, this travel is grueling. It really is grueling. And you know, it's different. It's different for NBA players, of course, because you've got your charter flights and everything. But, like, getting in at 2 a.m., and going to bed and waking up and having practice the next day or having to play a basketball game the next day in front of 20,000 people. Like, that is exhausting. But February is as easy as January is tough. They have two away games in February. They're home the entire month. Plus, they have an all-star break for 9 days. They have the longest all-star break in the league. February 15th to February 24th, they don't play a game. So they've got themselves some rest after that. But leading up to it, if they could just go like 7-10, even 6-11, they're 27-22, 26-23. They're fine. And I like I said, you know, Memphis is playing with a negative net rating right now. They're a few tenths of a point in the negatives right now in their net rating. If their play starts to even their net rating, you know, they play 500 ball. Like, That means the Thunder could be in contention for a 6, not even a 7 seed, if they end up with that record at the end of January. So I think it's certainly possible. We'll see what ends up actually happening. You know, who knows? It's pretty darn tough to project 17 games into the future. But it's nice. It's nice for them that they were able to win those 4 to start this, because that's a good start for them. That's a good start for the road trip, and it gave them a little bit of leeway. Remember, I'm on every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can head out to iTunes, subscribe to Locked On Thunder there. If you have questions or comments, email lockedonthunder@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FredKatz. Log on to normantranscript.com for all your Thunder needs. And check out Thunder Road. That's my blog there to follow team coverage and what's next for the Thunder. That's going to do it for today. Back with you tomorrow, wrapping up the Grizzlies game and getting ready for the weekend. But until then, Locked On Thunder is locking up.